Today's scripture is from Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Early in the morning, Joshua rose and set out from Shittim with all the Israelites, and they came to the Jordan. They camped there before crossing over. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place. Follow it so that you may know the way you should go, for you have not passed this way before. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, a distance of about 2,000 cubits. Do not come any nearer to it." Then Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Can you hear me now, Verizon? About 20 years ago, when I started going to St. Luke's, the pastor would always pray a prayer before they started preaching, so I will pray that prayer. Let us pray. Holy God, help us become masters of ourselves that we may become the servants of others. Take our eyes and see through them. Take our ears and hear through them. Take our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire. And all God's people said, "My son came to us when he was 2. We were his foster family and then later his forever family. And before bedtime, I was to check the house and report back. No, there were no bad guys and no bugs in our house tonight. As a new parent, I wondered, what would really begin to help his understandable distrust of his world? Now, if you're a parent, then you know we often don't have the answers, but our children do. They carry them inside him. They hold those answers, and one day he looked at me and said, "What do the mountains look like?" He really wanted to know, and I thought, oh, there it is. Curiosity, exploration. So that summer we drove, and hesitantly he hiked a little bit in the Smoky Mountains. And before the trip was over, he said, "Mom, you know, I've never been to the ocean." That has continued for over a decade. We save each year, and then each summer we go and we see and do and we try something new each and every year, ending the trip by counting the number of new things he's done, ideas, experiences, new foods he's tried, trying to beat the year before. It's counterintuitive, right? To get curious about and go explore the things that you're scared of, to move out of your protective comfort zone into the unknown. And there, he and all of us begins to find the peace and wonder that has helped him reclaim his confidence. Is it natural? Probably not. But that's what we're talking about today, the power of exploration as a practice of faith. Now, Joshua in the Bible today is considered a hero of the faith, and in this morning's story, he's getting ready to lead the Israelites over the Jordan River to the other side. Why? The scripture goes, they're going to the promised land, a place to call home. And while they've glimpsed a little of it on one side of the river, The rest of the promise, the rest of the land is on the other side. And to do that, to get there, they're going to have to go through a place they've not been to. They're going to have to pass through, it says, a place they've never been. They're going to have to go into the unknown. And it says there they'll find the wonders of God in that process. Now, we humans don't often think of the unknown as a place of wonder. In fact, we naturally, as humans, seek the opposite. We seek certainty. My son's least favorite class in seventh grade this last year was science. They were always solving for the unknowns. How many times a day do you Google something? If we went to your Google right now, you might find that I recently looked up, where does the rock live? But I Google all the time because we are looking to find answers. We are looking to find certainty. Psychology Today in 2020 says that our brain is continually looking to find certainty. It wants to believe that certainty equals safety. So we will try to predict whether we got the job. We'll try to assume why we didn't get the invitation. We try to claim what the diagnosis will be before we find out. Filling in the storyline helps turn unknowns into certainty. We kind of live that way, automatically trying to like create our comfort zone and then stay there. I don't know about you, but many of us will go to a restaurant, any restaurant, and kind of order the same thing because we know it'll probably be good and we'll settle for that, even if something new might be greater. We love the comfort zone of what is known, but sometimes the comfort zone no longer nourishes us. I had a colleague who ate several times a week one of those sort of prepackaged lunches, you know, with the crackers and the cheese and the nuts and the berries, and she'd eat those several times, and over a long period of time, she developed some health problems. She went to the doctor, and she asked, do you have any changes in your routine or environment? Nope. So they did some allergy testing. Turns out she had developed an allergy to nuts and dairy. But still, she kept a few of those packs in the refrigerator to snack on now and again. What was comfortable and good was no longer nourishing her. But she was kind of stuck there because it was easy. It was known, even if it wasn't nourishing. I think most of us this morning kind of get that. We have those places in our lives that are a little stuck in what's comfortable, but maybe they're no longer nourishing us. Maybe we have habits that aren't really helping us or healing us, but they're comfortable. Maybe we have grudges we hold on to protect us, but they're no longer freeing us. Maybe we've been given beliefs that are no longer leading us forward. Maybe we have some relationship patterns that are easy, but they're not connecting us. Maybe we just have some life routines that bore us to tears, but they are what we know. Just, you know, places in life that leave us feeling a little hungry or a little empty. I'm not talking about stomach hungry. I mean life hungry, spirit hungry, soul hungry. Places we've been a bit stuck and are a bit parched. That's what this sermon series is about. Places in our lives where we're a little thirsty and a little hungry, and the spiritual practices that can help fill us, nourish us. So maybe this morning, consider a place in your life where you're feeling a little bit bored or stuck, a little bit frustrated or longing for something to change or be different. Over and over, God uses exploration to nourish souls and get us unstuck. Curiosity that leads to exploration. So I just want to give a couple examples today of how God does that just throughout our faith story. Think of Abraham, father of the faith, they say, beginning of the Bible. One time, God takes him out under a beautiful Middle Eastern starry sky at night, and he says, Abraham, just pick up everything and head out to a land that I will show you. And you will have that land and as many descendants as stars fill the sky. Now, Abraham is 75 at the time. He and his wife haven't been able to have children. Why would they believe that? But they get curious and they go. And eventually they live in the land of milk and honey, 7 children, countless descendants, thought to be in many streams of the father of the Jewish and Islamic and Christian faith. Exploration is part of and pathway to faith. Think about the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Their 2 brothers just hanging out, just fishing in the Sea of Galilee one day, and that rabbi named Jesus starts coming by, and he says, hey, get your nets and come follow me. Where are they going? He doesn't say. What are they going to do? He does not say. Why? To make fishers of people? They get curious and they go, and what turns out to be a 3-year road trip full of justice making and inclusion and hospitality and healing and learning and traveling. And for them, that exploration is the beginning of their faith and the legacy of faith given to us in the love of Christ. But this morning, we're talking about Joshua. It's an incredible story. It starts out, listen, you're stuck in a place that's too small for you. And so we want you to head out and follow the Ark of the Covenant, meaning follow the presence of God. Meaning if you go to this place that you don't know, if you're going to leave the unknown, God is going to be present with you. Where are they going? To the Promised Land. They're going to explore and head towards the Promised Land. Now, back then, land wasn't just something you buy. It wasn't just a commodity. It wasn't just a resource. Land was the fundamental good. It was the irreducible source of joy and learning and life and fulfillment. So the scripture is saying, listen, go to the place you don't know. Don't be afraid. God's going to be with you. And on the other side of it is fulfillment and life and learning. But to do that, it says in the scripture this morning, you're gonna pass through the unknown. You're gonna pass through the unknown. Now, that pass-through word, when it was written in Hebrew, had all kinds of meanings. Just listen a second to all the things you pass through when you explore. You pass over waves too high for us. You pass over borders that keep you pinned in. You pass by and over enemies that are against you. You pass over grudges into forgiveness. You pass through time and you make memories. You pass over waters as a sign of a new beginning. In today's passage, it says, go to a place you don't know, explore. God's going to be with you. You're going to pass through all these kinds of things into a fuller life. Soul food. That's exploration. Take Shonda Rhimes, TV mogul and social activist. You may have heard of a few little shows she's done, like Grey's Anatomy and Scandal and Bridgerton. She's also the author of a book that says The Year of Yes. Has anybody read it? Anybody read it? Oh, it's a good one. She says the more successful she got, the more miserable she got, the more anxious she got, socially introverted she became. And so to cope, she said she would gobble up and eat her feelings, and it became a cycle. Then she got invited to go dine with the Obamas. Afraid, her sister was afraid that she would decline that opportunity, and over Thanksgiving dinner said, "You don't say yes to anything." And it struck Shonda, and she thought, you know what, for a year, I'm going to try to say yes to as many things as I can say yes to. So to her fear of public speaking, yes to all the invitations. To her fear of being live on TV, yes to all the invitations. To her social anxiety, yes to the events. And as she explored doing more things, the very places she was stuck and afraid began to change. She said there was one place that was most profound. It happened at the time where she was actually writing and producing four shows simultaneously to be aired around the world. As she was doing that, she sort of burned out. She got stuck. She got empty. She got panicked. And as she was leaving for work one night, one of her three daughters said, "Mom, will you play with me?" It's the year of yes. So she stopped to play, and she thought, "I've got to continue to do this. I've got to continue to play." So every time a daughter began to ask her to play, she stopped and did it. And there was only sticky fingers and giggly voices and picture books. And as she did it, she said, the pressure from the world stopped. The panic that filled her stopped. And the song of life began to fill her. It began to fill her as she explored a world that was more than work, as she explored a different way to use time, as she explored what it meant to play and imagine. Her heart began to get filled, and her work began to restart, reignite. Exploring filled her up, and it filled her faith. Today, you are invited to the spiritual practice of exploration, and your bulletin is sort of an outline of this. I'm going to invite you in this moment to think about, where do you feel a little stuck right now? Where do you feel a little bored, a little frustrated? Where do you feel like you're longing for a little more, longing for something to change? Where do you feel just a little bit stuck right now? What would it look like for you to get curious about that? Curious about what you might explore, what feeling, what habit, what resource, what change, what learning, what place, what new experience might that be? It might just be that you drive home a different way. It might be that you try a new food. It might be that you have that conversation and explore making apology. It might be that you call that counselor or attend that resource group. It may be that you take Salsa lessons. What would it look like? What is God challenging you to say yes to? So in the next couple weeks, you are invited to think about, where might God be challenging you to say yes? And as you explore that, know this. As you pass through the scariness or the awkwardness of exploring something new, as you pass through, God is there, with presence and gifts and lessons and wonders. God is there. May you go and explore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.